Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Ty, let me hear it. Come on, give me that. Give me that CBS music, baby. I need that on a oh yeah. A good Saturday and Monday to get me, or Friday, football Friday to get me going. And Clint, there are a lot of big games coming up this weekend. I'm going to go to Tyler first, because the big one here we'll save for last, because there's a lot of playoff implications to this one and a lot going on here with Georgia and Texas. But, Tyler, your game of the week, and I know who you're doing this for, your game of the week, but I think this is a big game, Tyler. Which one are you watching for this weekend?
It is. It's a big-time SEC matchup this week, and it is Clint Sterner's Hogs, those Come on, Razorbacks, Come on. As the number 8 LSU Tigers going to Fayetteville. And I got to say, I'm going to be watching every second of this thing, or as much as I can anyway, because, man, Arkansas looked good last week against Tennessee, dude. What's that guy's name? Is Taylor Green?
Taylen Green.
Taylen. Okay, he balled out against Tennessee, and I very much appreciate that, by the way, that your Hogs went ahead and disposed of Tennessee and handed them a loss. But this LSU-Arkansas game, man, I mean, this is going to be a big one down there in Fayetteville, Clint.
Yeah, it is, Tyler. To that point, LSU, they've been had some shaky performances. They just barely eked that one. They had to come back. Was that at home against Ole Miss? They had to come back in this game Saturday, where Ole Miss was controlling it most of the way. By the way, Ole Miss for you, Tyler, because I know where this goes. This is about your Aggies. Ole Miss, they got two losses now in the conference, and now. Arkansas, who you beat, A&M, they could hand
11 out of the last 12.
That they could hand LSU a loss that would help your Aggies. So I know exactly where this is going.
Who they've Clint, got next week, by
yeah,
the way.
But Clint, listen, this is a yes. It says 8 by LSU. I don't know if I believe LSU is the 8th best team in the country, but this is a very gettable game for Arkansas at home.
Yeah, no. Look, LSU's a winnable. Game right now for Arkansas. It's a beatable football team for Arkansas. The one thing about LSU is they're one of a handful of teams in the SEC where typically, whether they're a good football team or not, they typically have dudes that are significantly better than Arkansas. Like they could roll, they run their special teams out, their second and third stringers out on special teams, and they are significantly better looking than our starters typically.
Some of them are going to be in the league.
That's the kind of horses that they've got. And not that that look may not still be there, but when you look at how it translates to the field, they are not dominant in the trenches the way that they've been. They have been also been known as DBU and wide receiver U. They have left a lot to be desired this year at both of those positions. I like Nussmeier, the quarterback. In fact, before we knew who Jaden Daniels was, back when people were still questioning him, it's my biggest miss of my career at this point in time. I thought Nussmeier was the better quarterback in that competition that they were having in the offseason. And Jaden Daniels wins the competition, goes on and wins the Heisman Trophy, and now he's tearing up the NFL. Not just Rookie of the Year, MVP, right? But I thought Nussmeier was really good then. I think Nussmeier's a really good quarterback. Now, he's reluctant to run. He left a lot of plays on the field against Ole Miss, man, and I think that game should have been lopsided. I think LSU could have beat Ole Miss worse than they did. It didn't have to be a last-second throw.
It was a struggle
now,
last second.
You fast forward to that throw Nussmeier made at the end of the game. It was absolutely tremendous. So he's capable of winning big games, but I don't know that that team as a whole has hit stride yet.
No.
I think you can say the same thing about Arkansas, though, right? Arkansas's a team, a good football team, but has Taylen Green really, you know, has he really sunk his teeth into Bob Petrino's offense? You know, it's two very, very similar teams. Monster wins the last time we saw him play. Trending up as quickly as anybody in the country. And they meet on Saturday. I think it's going to be a hell of a football game. They got to go to Mama Hogs up there. Granny's up there.
She's up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, Linda, be safe. Mm. Get out here and don't have too many Coors Light. I hell with it. Have as many as you want, Linda. Mm. Why not? There you go. Listen, we'll get to the Georgia game here in just a bit as they take on Texas. But another game, I'll go, my game here is at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville as Alabama, number 7 Alabama, who they just haven't looked right. They lost to Vanderbilt, and they had a fight with South Carolina at home, which I don't think they have any business having a fight. But Tennessee has been just as up and down, to be honest with you, as they struggled. They struggled, and they lost to Arkansas a couple of weeks back and have struggled a bit there. But they have them at home. And, Clint, this is important because the loser gets 2 losses, and that now you're in shaky ground when it comes to trying to make the top 12 in the playoff system. Like that's a battle. Now you put yourself in places with teams like A&M and teams, other teams that now are ahead of you when you have 2 losses coming up when it comes to the playoffs and in the SEC. So this is a huge game. Somebody is leaving this game with 2 losses, and I think have to run the table after that to get themselves
in. You talk about Arkansas and LSU being 2 teams, especially in the SEC, that are trending upward as quickly as anybody. These are 2 teams that are trending downward as quickly as anybody. They've had rough 2-week stretches here of football for both of those teams. And you're right, the season will be on the ropes for either of these teams if you get 2 losses. And I like Alabama in this game, man. I like Alabama in this game. I just trust that Kalen DeBoer and company will Milroe. We'll figure things out. I think they're a better football team. My stock is way down. I'm sorry, Tennessee stock is way down. I had them as a college football playoff team. I had Nico, the quarterback, as an outsider in the Heisman Trophy. They're no longer there. I think it was just a good football team that hadn't played anybody yet. And since they met Arkansas, not tooting Arkansas's horn, but since they met Arkansas, it's been a things seem to be unraveling a bit.
Hogs are winners.
That's right, Mom. They are, Dan.
All right, the big game, Georgia, the number 5 team in the country, already with a loss at Alabama. They could walk out of here with 2 losses too. But they will travel to Austin to take on the number 1 team in the country, the Texas Longhorns, Clint. And this is a game that could be a game of the year, one that we looked at as soon as the schedule came out. I think this could be a real, real statement for Texas. If they go out and win this, to me, if they win this game, I already believe they are, they would be the unquestioned number 1 team in the country, Clint, if they pulled this game off to beat Georgia.
I think they're the unquestioned best team in the country as we sit right now. I think the resume, I think who they've played, where they've played them, how they've performed.
They just beat the hell out of people, Tyler.
I think it just makes. I mean, let's be.
They really, in all seriousness, to me, they haven't really played like. I'm not saying anybody, but their schedule has not been like some of these other teams to this point.
Well, I mean, look, they go on the road
to number 12 Michigan.
And I understand Michigan's not who we thought they were, but they go on the road, and it wasn't even close.
It's not close. They beat Oklahoma in a neutral site.
Wasn't even close.
Close.
What's 2024 Oklahoma though?
Agreed. I'm not disagreeing with that. I think when you look at the resume, you look at the product that they put out there. They only play who's on their schedule, and they've absolutely dominated everybody that's been on.
Alabama lost to Vandy.
Yeah.
that's what we're talking about. And they're stomping these teams.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at Georgia. I mean, Georgia.
13-12 to Kentucky in a game with Kentucky.
It's not your typical Georgia football team, and I like Texas in this ball game at home.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.